Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, would you take these words to speak to us through them, I ask, in Jesus' name. Please be seated. A chauffeur had driven a chemistry professor around to give a speech on about a dozen different occasions, and each time he heard the professor speak, and so he was driving him to another engagement, a banquet at that time in which the professor was going to be a keynote speaker, and the chauffeur said, "You know, professor, I've heard your talk so many times, I believe I can give it." And the professor said, "I bet you $50 you can't." And so the chauffeur said, "Okay, you're on." So he stopped the limousine and they swapped clothes. The limousine driver put on the professor's tuxedo and the professor put on the limousine driver's outfit, and so they went to the dinner. And so the limousine driver dresses the professor, set up a head table, and the professor dresses the limousine driver, sat down at the table below them. And so the MC announced the professor, and so the limousine driver got up and gave the speech verbatim, no problems at all, and the audience stood up and gave him a standing ovation, and so then the MC said, "You know, we are very fortunate to have someone so knowledgeable like you here with us today, and so I wonder if we have a little extra time, if there might be some questions that anybody might have." And so someone in the audience raised their hand and asked a question, and of course the limousine driver was just clearing his throat with nervousness, and finally he said, "You know, that's the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life. In fact, it's so dumb, I bet even my limousine driver could answer that question." In your bulletin, you'll find a handout with some scriptures in it that I'm going to be referring to today, so if you wouldn't mind getting that out and following along. Last week's gospel, Jesus was at a banquet, and he was perhaps the keynote speaker. He was one who was asked to say some words, and so he talked about humility and how sometimes we invite people to dinner expecting them to invite us in return. And so then he went on to say, "When you go to luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back and you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." So Jesus really was setting the stage for what he was about to say in our gospel lesson today. And so he carries on with the speech that he was giving last week in our gospel lesson. He carries that on today. And he talks in the midst of a banquet in which he is attending. When we hear the word banquet, we often think that it's certainly an elegant dinner with maybe a keynote speaker, delicious food and drink. Jesus spoke of banquets on a number of different occasions. For example, in Matthew chapter 22, he says this about a banquet: "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son." In Matthew 25, he says, he's speaking about a wedding banquet there, and he's talking about 10 virgins. They're all expecting the bridegroom to come, but only 5 wait for the bridegroom to arrive, and so they're the ones that get invited in to the wedding banquet. In Matthew 5, Jesus was at Matthew's house, and Matthew had invited a number of people that the Jews considered to be kind of the low life of society, sinners and tax collectors, to a banquet. The Apostle John, in his Revelation, sees a vision of a banquet to which Jesus is referring in our gospel lesson. And he writes this in Revelation 19. "Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like the peal of thunder, shouting, 'Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear.'" Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. "And the angel said to me, 'Write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.'" Jesus echoes this heavenly banquet in Matthew chapter 8 when he says, "I say to you that many will come from the east and west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." Now, all of these passages are referring to a time where people will be gathered together in celebration of Jesus in heaven. It's a time that will feature the best of everything. The banquet is also a place of fellowship for Christians, to fellowship with one another, and to fellowship with Jesus. But the problem is, you can only get into this banquet by invitation. The good news is, however, that everyone is invited. Now, even though everyone is invited, the bad news is not everybody is going to respond. In fact, some may ignore the invitation. Others may not even be aware that there is an invitation to this banquet. Look at Luke chapter 14. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said, "Jesus, blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus goes on to say, "A certain man preparing a great banquet invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent a servant out to bring those in who were invited, and many of them gave excuses for not being able to come to the banquet. And so Jesus then says, well, go out and invite some more people to come, others that weren't invited. And so he went out and invited those that were there, and he said, yeah, we've already done that, we've already invited those people. And so Jesus is saying here, in a sense, everyone is invited into the banquet. Everyone is invited into this feast. Rich or poor, educated or uneducated, able-bodied or not able-bodied, anyone is invited. Every ethnicity is invited, saint or sinner. In verse 22, Jesus says, the servant said, "What you ordered has been done, there's still room." And the master told his servant, "Go out into the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full." Jesus wants everyone to come into his kingdom. He wants everyone to come to this feast. And wherever you go, you're going to encounter people that are outside the kingdom of God. And it may be that God would want to use you to invite them into this heavenly banquet, invite them into his kingdom. We'll discover that there are many people that have excuses for not going to the banquet, not accepting your invitation. All sorts of excuses that people might come up with. And certainly, sometimes we might need to compel them not to let those excuses stand in the way of accepting our invitation. Sometimes we might need to invite them a second or third time. Sometimes we might need to wait for the Holy Spirit to direct and guide us into when we are to invite them. So the question is, then, how do we invite them into this heavenly banquet? How do we invite them into his kingdom? Well, obviously, the best way is to tell them about Jesus Christ, to tell them what he has done for them, to explain the plan of salvation to people, to tell people how you can come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. You might even want to share your own experience, your own story of how you came to believe in Jesus Christ, how you came to invite him into your life, as a way of making it more relatable to that person. We may not, however, be able to share the gospel with someone that we're trying to invite, but there may be other ways that we can invite them as well. We might be able to invite them to come to something that is designed to help them to really examine and to explore Christ and the claims of Christ. We're going to be offering an Alpha course starting next Wednesday that is designed not only for unbelievers and for Christians, but also for unbelievers and skeptics and agnostics and atheists and people like that, so that they can come and explore and examine the claims of Christ in a non-threatening environment. We're also going to be offering a Bible study that is based upon the book Circle Maker that is designed to inspire faith not only in prayer but also faith in God. These are a couple of things to which we might invite people. We also have a Bible study on Sunday mornings at 9:15 to which you can invite someone. These are just some of the things to which we can invite people. But the best way to make an invitation to someone is by inviting them to church. Do you realize that many unbelieving or unchurched people would come to church if they were just invited? You might try to invite someone and say, you know, let's go out to lunch afterwards and kind of talk about what the service was like or something like that. There are other ways we might invite people into this heavenly banquet as well. You might start your own Bible study in which you can invite an unchurched or an unbelieving person to come. So you might want to invite them to a special Christian event, maybe a Christian concert, or a Christian speaker, or a Christian movie of some sort. These are just some of the venues to which you might invite someone
and they might come into the kingdom of God through these things.
Sometimes you might want to give them a book, maybe a good Christian book that might help inspire faith in them. If you need some suggestions, let me know, and I'll be glad to give you some possible titles that you can recommend to some others. These are just some of the ways that a person might be introduced to this heavenly banquet, to the kingdom of God. But the point of Jesus is making our gospel lesson is today, you and I are the ones to do the inviting. We are the ones who are called to invite people to come to this heavenly banquet, to come into God's kingdom. Paul wrote something that we often neglect, and that is prayer. In our second lesson to Philemon, Paul wrote this: I always thank God, my God, when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all the holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us is in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. I wonder, are we praying for each other that we might be more effective witnesses out in the world? Are we praying for our friends, neighbors, relatives, our co-workers, that they might come to Christ or might be open to invitations to coming to Christ? When I pray for you, I always thank God for your faith in Christ, and I thank God for your faithfulness to this church. And I always pray that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit so you'll be more effective witnesses out in the world, and that God would open up opportunities for you to indeed extend invitations to those who are outside the kingdom. It breaks my heart when I encounter people that are not part of the kingdom of God, who have not responded to this invitation of Christ. And there are many people that I come in contact with that have either rejected the invitation or have ignored the invitation. And Jesus had something to say about those people in Luke chapter 14. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. Many people have all sorts of excuses for not coming to Christ, for ignoring our invitations and that sort of thing. And the reality is that they may come up with an excuse, and they may reject our invitation initially, and they may have another chance down the road to respond to an invitation. But what Jesus is saying here is if they ultimately reject the invitation that they've received to enter into this heavenly banquet, this kingdom, then they're not going to be able to get in at all. I believe God brings people into our lives in order for us to extend invitations to them in some of the ways I've mentioned today. There's a man by the name of Tony Campolo who is a Baptist preacher. And he was asked to speak at a venue in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. So he drove his car there and got out and went into the venue there. And some of the leaders met him and took him into the back room and prayed for him that he would be successful in his speech and he would reach many people to whom he was speaking that day. And during the course of the prayer, one man just off the cuff began to pray this prayer. And Lord, about Bert Harris, Lord, Bert Harris needs you really badly because he lives in that trailer down the street and he's considering leaving his wife and family. And Lord, if you could just get through to Bert Harris, that would be great. And then he went on with the rest of his prayer. And Campolo thought to himself, that's kind of a strange prayer to pray in a situation like this. But he thought, well, maybe that's just what they do here. So he went on to give his speech. And then when he finished his speech, he got in his car and began to drive home. And as he was driving home, he saw a hitchhiker. And he thought to himself, you know I shouldn't pick up hitchhikers. I know all the bad things that can happen when you do that. But I'm a Baptist preacher, and I can't give up an opportunity to have a captive audience. So he stopped and picked up this hitchhiker and began to talk to him. And finally, he got around and said, by the way, what is your name? The guy said, Bert Harris. So Campolo just stopped the car. He turned the car around and began to drive. And Bert Harris said, what are you doing? And Campolo said, I'm taking you back to your wife and family whom you're planning on leaving tonight. Well, he turned white as a sheet. And he didn't say anything the rest of the trip until Campolo drove right up to his trailer. He said, how did you know where I live? And Campolo said, God told me. Well, in a sense, God did tell him. Campolo went on to say, I took this guy inside his home, and the family and the marriage was restored, and God did an exciting thing. And Bert Harris put his trust in Christ that night. I'm wondering, where would you be willing to go, and what would you be willing to do to extend an invitation to someone to come to the heavenly banquet of Jesus Christ? What would you be willing to do, and where would you be willing to go in order to make it possible for someone to have a life-changing experience with the Savior? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you were willing to reach out to us and to extend an invitation for us to come into your kingdom. And Lord, the reality is that many of us here have accepted that invitation. We've received entrance into your kingdom, and one day we'll sit at that heavenly banquet. But Lord, there may be someone here that has not yet responded to your invitation. Lord, may they this day turn their heart to you and invite them to come into your life so that you can invite them into that heavenly banquet. Lord, we pray also that you would give us the boldness, the courage, and the faith, as well as the desire to be invitation extenders to those to whom we meet in this world. Lord, may our invitation be well received so that those who respond would come to know you and would be granted a place around that table in your heavenly banquet. We ask this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.